How can we re-energize water after it leaves the kitchen tap to bring it back to spring water quality?
Okay. Obviously, this is already the what we talked about, is you putting it through the aqua vortex once is already a big step. And you, what I do is either have a funnel on the top of a glass jug, so my water jug, and I have the funnel with the vortex in it. So I pour the water in that glass jug, which is then the drinking water jug, also available for the kettle or for cooking. So that is already prepared, so I don't have to fiddle around every time I use water, that I have a certain amount of quantity of water prepared. And what others people do, and I actually also have, is that when you have an under-sink filter, they usually have a little separate tap, a little faucet where the filtered water comes out. And there are plastic tubes available in DIY shops where you can, when you make them warm in some hot water, you can then insert the aqua vortex and squeeze that onto the end of the faucet of the water filter tap. Do you know these sort of taps I talk
mm-hmm.
about?
Yeah, and
they
that
have
was
sort
one
of little
questions.
Lever.
One
they
of the
usually,
questions.
Okay.
Yeah, can I somehow connect the aqua vortex to my water tap or water filter?
Yeah, so that's water taps in Germany. They can do that because they have very standardized water taps. They all have the same thread inside the water taps, so there are systems available. Over here and in America, in Great Britain and in America and most other countries, the water taps are completely, you know, a designer's play field, and they have completely different outlets, and there is no standardized way we could find to attach them. So the funnel is really the easy way to do it, or to attach it to the faucet of the water filter, which is a very easy thing to do. You just need to get a half-inch diameter PVC pipe, and you only need maybe an inch and a half of that, or 2 inches, and you can squeeze it in there. When you put it into some hot water, it becomes soft, the pipe. Then you can squeeze it in and slide it on over the end. And ever so often, one might want to clean it also, because I can see how after a few months, somehow, because it is a living thing. I mean, it's a small machine, really, that brings in life force. And there seem to be some other effects which we have no idea of understanding yet. It likes to accumulate also substances from the water. If there's any impurities in there, they seem to be going there. And after a while, it looks maybe a bit grubby. And then I just soak it overnight in some vinegar, and it is completely clean again. So that's also a little bit of maintenance. Also, when I use it for fruit juice or other things, I don't want the fruit juice to stay in there and get moldy. No, I rinse it out with a bit of water just afterwards. And that's just to keep it fresh, and we don't want any bacteria or anything in there. So it's good to rinse it out after you have used it for other things than water.
Okay, another question here. What material is the funnel?
Okay, good. Because there are all sorts of plastics, it's a very important subject, really. And we managed to source a funnel that's made from polypropylene. And polypropylene is a plastic that's made out of gas propane. They somehow, these clever scientists, these clever biochemists and chemists, they manage to make longer molecules of the gas propane, and then they mix it with a bit of chalk, and then you have the plastic called propane, and it's a completely neutral plastic. You can make body implants out of it, or there are body implants made out of it, and many other substances. It's very durable, it's dishwasher safe, and it doesn't leach any heavy metals. PVC and other plastics, particularly PVC, leach plasticizers and or heavy metals out of it. So we wouldn't recommend also as a storage device or anything like that to have PVC. And so this is something we are very pleased about, because the only other alternative would have been glass, and that's very fragile in the home and also when sending it out.
Mm-hmm.
And also
mm-hmm.
much more cost intensive to have a glass funnel.
Yeah, with this one, I love it, because I know I can travel with it as well.
And you can drop it.
You can take it with you if you want to,
yeah.
travel around and mm-hmm. ensure that you're still getting the same quality of water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite a few people like to travel with it, yes. When you start drinking energized water, it's like switching the light on in a room. At the beginning, it's like, wow, this is different. Yeah, I can taste the difference. Yeah, I'm staying up much longer in the evening. Wow, yes, I'm sweating more. It's like, oh, it's a lot of changes. When you switch the light on, yeah, I can see different things now. But after a while, when you have the light on in a room, after a while, you completely forgot that it's on. You know, it's completely standard, it's normal. But only once it's switched off, all of a sudden there's a power cut. Chook, you know, you
sure.
realize, oh, there was light on, actually. I completely forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is when drinking this energized water. One forgets about it after a while. And only when it's missing, then you realize, oh, this water isn't nice. You know, this isn't as good. And so it's a normal thing and quite a common thing that people like to travel with it. They usually put it in their suitcase and put some socks around them. And it's very lightweight, so it's not a problem to travel with it.
Okay. Okay, another question. For use in the southern hemisphere, should the aqua vortex not be wound the other way?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And again, we didn't know, is that true, is it not, you know, what effects actually are created through the aqua vortex. And through that study paper, The Inner Workings of Spirals, we found out that actually it's the shape as it is that it works. It's nothing to do with the earth magnetism. Like human beings, their DNA doesn't coil the other way around in the southern hemisphere either. It just seems to be working the way it is, and it is nothing to do with the swirling or with earth magnetism.
And does the liquid energizer wear out at all?
Well, as I said, with a magnifying lens, there is nothing in a magnifying lens. The magnifying lens doesn't wear out, and the same is true for this coil. So this coil is stainless steel, so, I mean, I have not seen one that was worn out by too much water running through. It's about 1 millimeter, I don't know how much that is in inches, thick wire. And it's the only thing one needs to do is maintain it a little bit to make sure one keeps it clean. But in terms of energy, it does not wear out at all. It keeps doing its job all the time.
I see. And what about connecting it? Is there any way that they can connect it with their bathtub or shower?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, I personally have a shower handle. I mean, no, first of all, this is completely up to individual people. We don't offer any devices or anything like that, but people can become a bit creative and they can find ways of doing it. So in my own shower handle, I took the shower handle off, I disconnected the pipe, and I found that inside the shower I could slide that in. But this is completely at people's own risk, at their own experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I managed to be able to do that, and in other systems it may fit or it may not fit. So I think one needs to be a bit creative. I also found that in my bathtub, the inlet, there was like a plastic, a very rough sieve in there, and I just drilled 2 half-inch holes and plonked a couple of them through. And so the water is going through these two side-by-side aqua vortex so that I can enjoy a more revitalizing bath rather than swimming in dead water.
Yes, I can just imagine the effects of that. I mean, I don't... Just being able to bathe in that water, you know,
Absolutely, to
support
now
the whole system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, often people get so tired after a bath. It's, I think, partly, I mean, there may be something to do with the temperature differences and so on, but I think partly to do with the water really presses, the deadness of the water presses against their own body, and their body has to re-energize the water that is around them. So when people go to spa places, as I said before, they have tons of vitality, and then they don't come home drained. But also, what is actually true also when on spa holidays, also when you get more energy, you also at some stage then manage to relax deeper. Life becomes a bit more richer in contrast. It isn't just sort of a gray soup. So there may be peaks, and then they may be able also to release and stay relaxed at a much deeper level from time to time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's just go through here, because they get to order. They can order one, or they can have three.
Well, we found that it's a very common thing that people, you know, they're looking for a present for somebody, a friend or somebody special, and Christmas is coming up or birthdays are coming up, and they want to buy one for themselves. They think, well, you know, I'm always struggling for ideas, and that's a unique thing, and we always have fun experimenting. So they want to buy more than one, and I think this offer with three is a really good offer, because they save basically half of, they get the third one at half price. Again and again, people order once, and then they experience it, and then they want to order again.
And they want more.
Yes, very common, honestly, because it's an easy gift, it's an inexpensive gift, and people really feel the benefit and feel the difference, and so they like to pass that gift on, of course.
Yeah, or if you know anyone that's having low energy, that you want to support them with being refreshed and revitalized,
yeah.
This would definitely be something.
I have quite a funny story. There was a lady who has ME. I mean, I cannot make any claims about health other than it just makes water healthier, but I cannot make any specific health claims. But I had a lady phone in. She says she had ME and she has been so tired, and she enjoyed this water energizer, and she found it amazing. And if I wouldn't want to make some adverts in the ME magazine. And so I phoned up the magazine and said, can I do some inserts? And they said, yes, no problem. Would I send them a sample? So I sent them a sample. And they said, no, we can't do that. I said, why? And they said, it would give people hope.
Mm.
So I said, well, do you want...
That's interesting. ME, you're referring to fibromyalgia?
Well, it's this illness where people get very lethargic and very tired
and
have low energy.
I see.
And I don't know if maybe it has a different name in America, but here it's called ME.
Okay.
And anyway, so I asked the lady if she, if we could change something on the leaflet or something, you know, to make it approve, make it find their approval. But she said, no, it would give people hope, and we don't want that.
Oh my goodness! Well, my grandmother has fibromyalgia and Epstein-Barr, and so this would definitely be something that I could give to
but
her.
But it's people who are perfectly healthy who enjoy, you know, they, I mean, everybody enjoys a good ice cream, so everybody enjoys good water. It's like one of the wonderful treats of life is to be able to have water that actually tastes nice. And
yes. It is so refreshing, especially since it's getting, you know, it's going to be getting hot here, you know? The summertime. I mean, there's nothing better than to have a nice
water. Cooking with that water, if you make tea or coffee with that water, so you energize always the cold water. You don't start fiddling around with boiling water with a funnel. So always use the cold water. And then you boil your tea or your coffee or your vegetables with that if you want to. I mean, I'm not using it for everything, to be honest. You know, I sometimes for cooking vegetables and so on, I just use normal water. But it does make a difference. And when I experimented it, I always noticed the difference. But coffee and tea I always make with that because for the kettle I always use it. And people always comment, you know, how lovely the coffee is. I mean, maybe the brand of coffee I use, but maybe it's a bit...
I think that I would definitely encourage everybody to get one or three, because I know for myself it has made it just made a difference with that, again, that level of positivity when I scanned it, when I did my own little experiment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trusting already, having done it for about a week now. So I would definitely encourage everybody. Is there anything else that you would want to say?
Absolutely,
before we close up here?
Mm-hmm. One last thought is really to compare living water also like somebody who can carry shopping. A living person can carry shopping, which means that it can carry the nutrients to the cells, and it can carry the rubbish which the immune system created through the lymphatic system out again. So it really helps to flush out stuff also. That's why I said people sweat more and they may have more smelly sweat at the beginning. It is a substance that then can do also the job it was designed to do, that water actually is an important part of our functionality. I mean, you said at the beginning we are, you know, 60-70% water, our brain even more. And water isn't just there to entertain us, it's there to do a job also. And the job is to clear out our system. And when water is dead and doesn't have any hands to carry things, it cannot do that job. An interesting thing is here in Glastonbury, which may be quite a famous place, even in America, Glastonbury Hill, there is a well, a very well-visited well. And one can bottle the water there. And when you bottle the water, it's nice, clear, transparent water. And after a few days, the bottle becomes red. And what happens really is while the water is still alive, it carries all these minerals and all the substances it has absorbed on the way up from the center of the earth up to the surface. And when it's dying through the exposure of light, temperature, and oxygen, it starts releasing. You know, it cannot hold these substances anymore, and they get deposited on the bottle. So water can be able to carry things, or when it's dead, it cannot carry things. So how important water is. And as I said, there are many systems out there, and they often range into the thousands of dollars, and they may be wonderful, but this is a wonderful, easy-to-use device. And the vortexfunnel.com website gives all the information one really needs. And if you have questions, you know, I'm sure Mike and his team will be able to answer them. But it's well-tested, well-tried. And, yeah, it's the success that really speaks for itself. I think there's so much more in vortices that could be researched. I think this is just a very simple, basic device which already does such an amazing job. If we had the ability in terms of finances and so on to research this much more, I mean, we are a very small company, but I think there's so much more in vortices that is mysterious and powerful, and this is just a small start.
Absolutely, that spiral, so powerful.